Birshus Marino Rabin Reb Weinberger, Shvius, Perak Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Ad Ema Sai Chorshin Bistei Ha'ilan, Erev Shvius. Until when is one allowed to plow in a tree field the year before Shemitah, Erev Shvius? So that's the sixth year of a Shemitah cycle. How late in that year is one allowed to plow the land? The Rav says, we're going to see later what a tree field means. There are actually two levels of Isurim on Erev Shvius. So first, Halacha L'Moshe Sinai, time that the Beis HaMikdash stood, Mirtz Hashem will be built soon, 30 days before Rosh Hashanah is Halacha L'Moshe Sinai Aser. Then there was a second level, also in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, there was a Din D'Rabbanan. This is the way most Mefarshim learn, where it's going to be Aser to plow in that field, the tree field, because it's going to look like what you're doing is trying to fix the land, not for the fruits and the trees that are growing in the sixth year, but rather you're trying to fix it for what's going to grow in the Shemitah year. Now, what's so bad about that? So the Rambam says that what's going to grow then, you're not going to be able to cut because it's Shemitah. So therefore, the plowing that you're doing now looks like you're going to do something usher because you're going to plow that something should come out on Shemitah and you're going to, I guess, cut it because what else would you do? So therefore, they ushered a person to do it even in an earlier time than 30 days before Shemitah. So the mission starts, Beshame Ermim calls Manshu Yafal Leperi. So the Rav explains that the plowing is good for the fruit for that year. So you're fixing the karka, you're being misak in the karka for the fruit of the sixth year and not for Shemitah. Uveisil Oimrim Ad Atzeres. And Veisil says, until Atzeres, which is Shavuos. Because up until Shavuos, it's good for the fruits of the sixth year, but after that, it has no consequence to them. Now, this is only in a field that has trees in it. The Rav says that in a Stei Lovin, which is a field of grain, it's called Lovin because Mefarshim explained there's no shade, so it's white, and the grain is actually usually white from the sun. That's until Pesach. Now, the Rav explains, and Mefarshim explain, that this Mishnah is a Mishnah Rishonah that was before the Halacha was changed, and the Halacha is not like this Mishnah and the subsequent Mishnais. Rather, Rebbe Gamliel, the Gemara brings, Yushalmi, Rebbe Gamliel and his Beis Din, said that both a Stei Ilan, which is what our Mishnah is discussing, and also a Stei Lovan, both of them, one is allowed to plow Mamish until Rosh Hashanah, because the Beis Mikdash isn't currently standing, and this is going like Rabbi Yishmael's Shita that we're going to see in a few Mishnais. That's what Taisis Yontif explains. And therefore, one doesn't have to be careful, both in the Rabbanan time, of whether it's Atzeres or Pesach, depending on if it's a Stei Ilan or a Stei Lavan. And also, even the 30 days before, that also was only by the time that Beis Mikdash was standing. Therefore, one is allowed to plow the fields up to Shemitah. And the reason is because the fields would get destroyed if we wouldn't. That's why they were more makel. That's what the Pharisee Yisrael explains. And the Mishnah ends, Ukroivin divrei elu lios ki divrei elu, that the words of Beis Shammai are very similar to the words of Beis Hillel. That when Beis Shammai said, and again, this is before Rebbe Gamliel changed the halacha, when Beis Shammai said that one can plow the whole Stei Ilan as long as it's good for the fruits on the sixth year, that also is very similar to the time of Shavuos. The first soul asks, how can Rebbe Gamliel come along and be oiker the halacha that we have in these Mishnais? We know that there's a klal, like we've learned in the past, that ein based in yochel avatol devar based in chaveru, elim kein golden man b'chachum minyan. You have to be greater than the previous based in. So he answers that the whole takana that Beis Din gave, that they should have earlier zmanim to work, that they shouldn't be able to work the field, the takana itself had a condition that if any future Beis Din saw a need to be mevatel, they should be mevatel it. Like almost like an out clause. So as far as the time of Beis Shammai, so Taisus and Moed Katan, Taisus Yantif brings this down, that Beis Shammai here is more machmir. That's why it's not brought down in Maseches Edius. Because Maseches Edius, it brings down all the times that Beis Shammai is more makel, and this wasn't brought down there. It must be, therefore, the time that it's Yafal Lepri is a little bit earlier, that we would have to stop working earlier the land, right before Shavuos time. The Yishalmi actually is mashma that it's not a specific set time, rather it fluctuates. Depends, I guess, on the fruit or whatever. But because it's not a set time, Beis Shammai's words, that it just depends on how a tree would need a person to plow next to it and how late one can do it where it would be beneficial for the tree. Sometimes it's before Shavuos, sometimes it's after. So since you have a fluctuation where sometimes it could be that Beis Shammai is more machmir, therefore it's not listed in Edius as a case where Beis Shammai is more makel because it could be that they're not more makel.